I'm excited to be here with you this evening because the apostolic and prophetic mantle of our apostle was transferred to us during the LTMA Ministers Conference, and I fully intend to walk in it and to walk in the fullness of the connection that I have to him. He's by far one of the greatest men I've ever been around in my entire life. And even my own natural father, before he went to glory, said these words to me. He said, "Son, that man is at a whole nother level, and he's functioning from a whole nother realm." I don't say those things lightly. I know this because of his consecration, dedication, sanctification, his availability, accountability, and responsibility that all of us who are connected to him are experiencing God's goodness. So I bless he and the royal family. So we're going to pick up from where we left off on our last session. This class is moving in the gifts of revelation and prophecy. With Apostle Jonathan David, we're going to cover, I think, the tail end of chapter number 2, which talks about the three categories of gifts. So we've already spoke to you primarily about the mouth gifts or the speaking gifts, which are prophecy, diverse kinds of tongues, and the interpretation of tongues. We said that the other six gifts, the revelational gifts and the power gifts, the revelational gifts being the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, and discerning of spirits, and the three power gifts, which are gifts of healing, working of miracles, and special faith. We say that these six gifts flow better through the prophecy gate or the speaking gifts. They give credence to the other six functioning in their full power. So let us go.
Vocal gifts are channels
to bring in whatever we need to say
to those whom we are ministering to.
We become open channels to speak on God's behalf that which God desires to speak to that person.
He sends forth his word first
before he healed them. That's Psalm 107, verse number 20. He sent his word and healed them, and he delivered them from their destruction. So you can see these mouth gifts, these speaking gifts, not only do they charge up the atmosphere, but what I've discovered over years of being in ministry, reading and studying the Bible, is Jesus cast out the enemy with his word. He didn't have to go have a prayer meeting. He didn't have to fast for 30 days. Jesus knew that when he received words from God, it was literally God speaking through him. Are you listening? We'll talk a little bit more about these revelational and power gifts later. Go ahead.
Apart from the word,
there was nothing that was made. Y'all heard that? Apart from the word, there was nothing that was made. Y'all remember St. John 1:1? In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and his life was the light of men. So you can see the word, which was in the beginning with God, which was in fact God, not only created all things, but also made all things. Somebody said, "What's the difference, Dr. Walker?" Whenever God creates anything, he speaks his word. You know, Hebrews 11:3, somebody get it for me real quick. I'll read it to you. Hebrews 11:3, you know, verse 1 says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the substance." Now what? Faith is the what? Substance of what? Things. Faith is the substance. the substance of faith is the word of God. Are you listening? Romans 10:17 says, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Recently, I told people, the congregation that I oversee, I say, we have to start putting things together. So then faith cometh by hearing, not just the ordinary hearing, but a hearing by, capitalize, the word of God. Capitalize it. Faith cometh by hearing. Hearing by who? The word of God. Somebody say, can you prove that? Yes, St. John 6:63. It is the flesh that quickeneth. I mean, it is, oh Lord, have mercy. No, the flesh ain't quickening nothing. The flesh killing you. It is the spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. So when God wants to create, he speaks his word, which is spirit. Watch this. Spirit substance, spiritual material. Are you listening? So you find in Hebrews 11, now faith is the substance of what? Things hoped for and the evidence of what? Things not seen. For by it the elders obtained what? A good report. It says, now watch this now. Through faith, what? We understand that what? The worlds were framed, right? By what? The worlds were framed by, here it goes again, the word of God. Read. So that things which are seen or things which appear were not what? For the things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. You listening? Well, what does that mean? That mean if you are at home and you're watching this, you know, through technology, the word made all of that. Because when God creates, he uses his word. When he makes something, he uses the material that his word created. So when God said, let there be dry land, and dry land appeared. Are you listening? That was creation. When God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness. Are you listening? When God went to form man's or make man's body, he went to the earth that his word created. Are you listening? But the spirit of man came when God said, let us. So all things were created and made by the word. Okay, that's enough. Let's go. The spirit word rhema creates life, energy, strength, and force in our ministry. The spirit word releases fresh oil over the congregation. Mouth gifts or speaking gifts set a mouth over the mouth of the church. Now that brings me to this. We have to learn how to speak the same things so that there be no division amongst us, so that we're joined together in perfect harmony, perfect unity of spirit, soul, and body. That's complete divine alignment. Go ahead. Speaking the truth in love brings healings of and to relationships. When we are sensitive to God and we speak his words, it will bring God's consciousness over the people that we are ministering to. The second category of gifts is what? The revelational gifts, the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, and the discerning of spirits. We want to keep in mind as we're teaching this lesson that these gifts flow through the what? The vehicle of the prophecy gift or the mouth gifts. Okay, go ahead. Revelation gifts are vehicles of what? revelation. In other words, they reveal or make known to us the mind of God, his thoughts, his feelings, his emotions, his desires about everything in life. Go ahead.
They reveal all that is hidden
in the past, present, and future. These revelational gifts reveals everything that was hidden in the past, in the now, present, and even in the future. Go ahead.
They reveal the realm of the spirit
world
that is hidden to the naked eye.
And they reveal these facts
directly to our born-again, recreated human spirits
by the person of the Holy Spirit. Now remember, these nine gifts are nine manifestations of who? The Holy Spirit and his gifts. 1 Corinthians 12, I told you to read it, says there are diversities of gifts, but it's the same Spirit. Are you listening? There are differences of administrations, but it's the same Lord. And there are diversities of operations, but it's the same God who worketh all in all. Go ahead, child.
They reveal these facts
directly to our spirits, and they open up our minds to the consciousness of the spirit realm. Man becomes God conscious when revelational gifts are in manifestation. Revelation gifts, they bring the mind of God to the people of God, the mind of Christ, and God's thoughts, are understood. And they bring hidden things to light so that God himself can deal with them. Demonic bondages will not be able to stay where revelational gifts are in operation. And revelational gifts bring answers and keys to overcoming deep-seated problem. Now see, this is something I love. You remember in Matthew 16 when Peter got the revelation that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God? And Jesus said, upon this rock of what? Revelation, I will build my church and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. That's because the church today is supposed to be functioning from revealed or revelation knowledge. The book of the Revelation, which so many people are afraid of because they act like they cannot understand it. The reason that people act like they cannot understand the book of the Revelation is because we have been almost trained as Christians to think that it's some spooky, book about the end times. But when you read the first few verses of Revelation or the book of the Revelation, the Bible declares that the book of the Revelation is the revelation that God gave to Jesus about himself so that he could signify it and give it to his servant John, who would then tell it to the churches, which are the people that make up his body. Are you listening? So when we see, and then the Bible is bold enough to say, blessed is he that readeth. Are you listening? Well, y'all ready for this? Only the Holy Ghost can reveal the word to us, reveal Jesus to us, reveal the Christ to us, reveal the benefits of the blood to us. Are you listening? See, we have to start understanding the book of the Revelation is the revelation of Jesus Christ. Oh boy, y'all ready for this? And when we get the revelation of who Jesus Christ is, then we understand who we are. Okay, go ahead. We can see the hidden enemy behind the needs and thus destroy his influences and his power. Revelation gifts bring in whatever we need to know
about
about those whom we are ministering to. Revelation knowledge coming through these gifts can bring in the rhema that is needed to move into the miraculous. Revelation knowledge can bind what the devil has let loose against us. And it can loose what the devil has bound within us. Revelation knowledge provides what?
Protection
and safety for the people of God. Because the enemy cannot hide under the circumstances, needs, or lives of the believers. The enemy's work becomes exposed by the revelational gifts being in operation in the church, in the lives of those who are born again. You remember the Bible says, but the manifestation is given to all to prosper. Are you listening? All of us have access to these gifts. Are you listening? There are no specialized and little yous. The Bible says, follow after charity, follow after love, and desire spiritual gifts. These nine manifestations of the Holy Spirit should be desired by all of God's children. And it begins with functioning in the gift of prophecy, which leads to the realm of the revelational and the power gifts. Go ahead.
Revelation knowledge
supplied by these gifts unfolds God's perspective about your past experiences, how God is working out things for good about yourself, self-image, and Christ in you, which is the hope of glory, about your failures, God's divine resources, and the supply available about your future, his purpose and plans for you,
and your needs.
Y'all know when it comes to his full supply, God said, I gave you money coming. So there should be no lack in your life. Not if you're in this school of ministry, because this school of ministry is wearing the mantle of these apostolic and prophetic words that God gave to this apostle and prophet. Are you listening? Are you listening? Money cometh is the signal of the wealth transfer, and money cometh is the secret to its manifestation. So don't be a part of this school and leave the money out. That's ignorance. You know, I believe in apostle. Are you listening? And the words that he's spoken into my life and over my life are manifesting. For we are debt free. We are debt free. Are you listening? And we're going for other things to pay for them. I'm talking about dream houses, dream ministries with a debt free anointing by reason of connection. Go ahead. Revelation gifts. Working through the gift of prophecy. Ephesians 6, 17 and 18. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the sword of the Spirit, which is, there it go again, the word of God. Y'all missing it. The sword of the Spirit is the word. The incarnate word. I know people ain't gonna like that. He's the spoken word. Thank you. He's that which is written. Everything is about him. Okay. Jesus said in St. John 5:39, search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life. But they are they which testify of me. But you won't come to me that you might have life. You thought life was in the scripture, but all the scripture is pointing to is the person, the incarnate word that was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. And 1 John 1, you read those first couple of verses, it talks about that which was from the beginning, which we have seen with our own eyes, which we have handled with our own hand, that is the word of life that was made flesh and dwelt among us. God became a man, teaching us that if the word became flesh one time, it could become flesh again. Every manifestation in our lives is the word taking on flesh. Thank you for your enthusiasm. Go ahead. Ephesians 6:17-18. Okay, I done let her finish reading. Read Ephesians 6:17-18. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. I love it. Praying always in the Spirit. You listening? Go ahead. Ephesians 6:17-18 tells us to take the sword of the Spirit, which is the rhema word, the revealed word, and pray with all prayer, the spoken word and the revealed word. Go ahead. God gives us revelation knowledge through these gifts, so that we could speak it or speak them or speak him forth as he is speaking it forth in the heavens. We can prophesy it, we can pray it, and we can confess it. Vocal gifts help release the power of the revealed word in the revelation gifts. The third category of gifts, which are the power gifts. There are three power gifts: the gifts of healing, healings, the working of miracles, and special faith. Power gifts are avenues. The power gifts are avenues, watch this, of demonstration. They reveal the power of God to heal the sick. They reveal God's power to create. They reveal God's sovereignty. They reveal the overcoming power of God in the believer. They reveal that God can overrule in all the areas where the devil is presently ruling. And they create and they release. They reveal and release a consciousness of God's sovereignty over the works of sin, man, and the devil. Y'all, did you hear what that just said? Sin ain't a problem, because God's supreme power is greater than sin. Y'all know we quote the scripture, for the wages of sin is death. And we kind of miss the last end. But the gift of God is what? Eternal life. Are you listening? Y'all ready for this? Sin does not overrule eternal life, because eternal life is greater than sin, because he took away sin by the sacrifice of himself. Once and for all, when he entered into the holiest of all on our behalf, are you listening? And poured blood out. Good God Almighty. We don't understand the power of the blood. We must understand its value, its use, its power, and its authority by applying it on a daily basis. Listen to Apostle teaching from January 8th. Amen. If you're going to be in this school of ministry, got to be a student. not just here for the school. You got to listen to all his teachings. It's called apostolic doctrine. Go ahead. Power gifts reveal the works of God to the people of God. 1 John 3:8. He that committed sin is of the devil. For the devil sinned from the beginning. Oh, here we go now. For this purpose was the Son of God was manifested or revealed, that he might destroy the works of the devil. The word destroy there means to make inoperative in your life. Are you listening? Now see, some of y'all thinking about the Son of God and you thinking about Jesus. But do you know, for this purpose, were you made manifest that you might destroy and make inoperative the works of Satan in the lives of people through the speaking gifts and the revelational gifts and the power gifts. For these 9 manifestations of the Spirit, thank you, coupled with the fruit of the Spirit, y'all ready for this? The ministry gifts, thank you for your enthusiasm, the gifts of the Spirit and the fruit of the Spirit. That's a trinity. Get them 3 in line and you function like God in the earth realm. Go ahead. The works of God empowers us as believers to fulfill the purposes of God in our lives. God outworks his plans and his purposes and causes all things contrary to his desires to yield until it is conformed to the will of God. Do y'all understand that? No power is greater than his power. Y'all ready for this? That's why God can say all things are working together for our good. Are you listening? Are you listening? Because no power is greater than his power. I don't know why people brag on the devil so much. He's a defeated foe. He was defeated once and for all at the cross. The cross is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believe. Go ahead. Romans 8:28 says, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to God's purpose. You know, God say, I have plans for you. Jeremiah 29:11. God say, for I know the thoughts I think towards you, thoughts of peace and not of evil. The NIV translation say, I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you, plans to give you hope and an expected end. Children, this 2023, you heard Apostle, if you hadn't, you should have, is this year, you will live all this year as living the lifestyle of more than a conqueror. So let the enemy come. Let the wind blow. Let him bring his best. God gave us his best. And God's best is always greater than Satan's best. No power of the enemy shall by any means hurt or harm you. Are you listening? God said, I give you power, authority, and dunamis power to tread upon serpents. Go ahead. The power gifts allow the workings of God in the believer to be clearly seen. The works of God will reveal the manifested presence of God. And the power gifts will ultimately reveal the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. Power gifts are instruments to bring in whatever we need to do for those whom we are ministering to. We become open channels to perform on God's behalf what God desires to be done for that person. We become God's hands in demonstration to execute God's will and God's pleasure upon that person.
Gifts makes us effective witnesses.
Gifts, these gifts, makes us effective witnesses.
God wants effective witnesses.
God wants effective witnesses. Acts 1 and 8. But you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. Do y'all realize that Jesus had the anointing within and upon? Do you realize in Matthew's Gospel chapter 3, the Bible says when Jesus was baptized, are you listening? When he was baptized, he came up straightway out of the water. And lo, the heavens were opened unto him. And the Spirit of God descending in the bodily shape of a dove lit upon him and remained upon him. God told John, who is the forerunner to Jesus Christ, upon whom thou seest the Spirit descend and remain upon, that's the Son of God. Are you listening? Jesus was a child born and conceived of the Holy Ghost. Y'all read Luke 1, 26 through 45. I don't have time for all that. Are you listening? But you understand when Mary say, how can I be pregnant, seeing I know not a man? The angels say, the Holy Ghost, the power of the highest, shall come upon you and overshadow you. And that holy thing which shall be conceived in you shall be called the Son of God. Are you listening? Jesus is a child born and conceived of the Holy Spirit. Are you listening? But he was anointed. See, he functioned as a man anointed with the Holy Ghost and with power. Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. God was with Jesus in the person of the Holy Ghost. After Jesus was baptized in the River Jordan, Matthew 3, you go to Matthew 4, the Bible says, after that, the Spirit led him into the wilderness to be tempted or tried of the devil. God ain't afraid of the devil. That was training ground. So he can learn how to function, y'all ready for this, in the realm of the Spirit. See, only the Holy Spirit can escort us into the realm of the Spirit to train us and to teach us how to function as spirit beings anointed by God, sent by God. You, Acts 2:22, you men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved among you by signs, wonders, and miracles, which God did by him. Well, how did God do these things by Jesus? Through these gifts. The mouth gifts. Y'all got it? The speaking gifts. Uh-huh. Y'all got it? Prophecy. Diverse kinds of tongues. And interpretation of tongues. Are you listening? Those gifts. Are you listening? Diverse kinds of tongues. An interpretation of tongues. We talking about gifts now of the Spirit. Are you listening? They equal the one prophecy gift. Thank you for your enthusiasm. He used the speaking gifts. Jesus functioned in the revelational gifts. Watch this. Every day, the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, and discerning of spirits. Yes, he did. And he functioned in the power gifts, the working of miracles, the gifts of healings, and special faith. This is how he lived, and this is how God expects us to live under apostolic government and doctrine. We're shifting from the pastoral in this school of ministry to train people how to lead from the pastoral to the apostolic, where you are self-governed, God talking. You can function as a man or a woman sent from God. You don't need a babysitter. You become Christ in the apostolic. Oh, Lord have mercy. They say, don't preach in here, Pastor. I try not to. Go ahead. I'm teaching y'all. Go ahead.
A wise witness
wins souls. You know what win people of Christ? Huh? Those gifts. When you speak words that God give you to speak, that cannot be denied through the mouth gifts, when you reveal things to people that only God know about them, are you listening? And then when there's something going on in their life that the enemy say can't ever be put out, and the power gifts show up, oh, y'all better stop it in here. Go ahead. God wants us to say the things he wants us to say, that's vocal gifts, to know the things he wants us to know, that's revelational gifts, and to do the things he wants us to do, that's power gifts. The nine gifts, they are, these nine manifestations of the Spirit are our earthly inheritance. In other words, in order for us to function down here like he did, we got to desire these gifts. Desire them. You listening? How do you desire something? Get in the Word. Desire spiritual gifts. Go ahead. Only the violent have the force and the power to advance the kingdom. The force and power is invested in the proper and full usage of the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Gifts do not reveal holiness. Gifts are given to us by the Holy Spirit. They are not merit badges for the peer. A pure life of holy living comes out of moral decisions and is one of choice. Holiness is a continuous decision to live in that which is right in the sight of God. And gifts do not reveal holiness, but holiness is necessary for the development, accuracy, and the impacts of those gifts. The gifts will fail to develop into maturity if the user is walking carelessly. They will fail to grow in the anointing if the user despises the leading of the Holy Spirit. And they will fail to have depth and accuracy if the user neglects godly relationships with the Holy Spirit. And gifts properly used, it opens effectual doors for ministry, prosperity, and fans. Enjoy your evening.